اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all and respected brothers and sisters. In this session, inshallah, again, we're going to work on some of the verses of the Quran Kareem from Surah Al-Baqarah. So, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, if you're ready, let's recite a salawat and start our class.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
faraj. Okay. Today, I will work on verse number 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and up to verse number 10, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Okay? Inshallah, let's listen to these verses of the Quran Kareem.
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لهم عذاب عظيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يقادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما
Okay, great. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. Then also in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, describing them that يُخَادِعُونَ Allah, they think like they are kind of deceiving Allah Almighty. Okay, by kind of saying to the people that we believe we're Muslims, okay? But when they go back home, whatever they want to do, they do. Like an unbeliever, okay? So يُخَادِعُونَ Allah وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And also they think that like they are deceiving the people who believe. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah Almighty says, no, you're not deceiving me. You're not deceiving the people who believe. You're deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself like you have been deprived of success. You have been deprived of Jannah. You have been deprived from like going to the right path. This is a great loss for you, okay? But you don't know. Allah Almighty says, وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They don't know this. Yeah? They have lost the greatest thing in their life, and that is guidance. Yeah? Blessing of Allah Almighty. So, we should be very careful, inshallah, to at least if our beliefs are kind of in a low level, okay, we have to improve this. Yeah? Inshallah, these levels of explanations that we have interpretations, okay? This is like for adults and for youngsters, okay? So inshallah, our friends who are looking for better explanations and more explanations, okay, they can refer to the interpretations of the scholars, okay, who have interpreted the Quran Kareem. For example, Tafsir al-Namuna, okay, Tafsir al-Mizan, Tafsir, any other Tafasir, okay, books, okay, they can refer, inshallah. So, okay, Fawad and Ali Nasir, that was a short explanation, okay, about this ayah, inshallah, now. So, the first important point on Tajweed rules is yukhadi'una, the letter kha. It has an alif, yes, alif mad. It's pronounced the same as the name of this letter, kha. Alif, ba, ta, tha, jim, ha, kha. Okay, heavy letter. There is an alif, you gotta stretch it for two counts. Yukhadi'una Allah, yukhadi'una Allah. Okay, and the word Allah Almighty, okay? The word Allah, because we have a
fatha
before. It has to be pronounced heavily, yes? Allah, the lam has to be pronounced heavily. Fawad, had I recite these two words? Yukhadi'una Allah.
Yukhadi'una Allah.
MashaAllah. Yukhadi'una Allah. Wallazina amanu hamzatul wasl. Allazina must be skipped. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمَنُوا حَمْزَة يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. When you stop here, actually you don't have to stop here, but because maybe sometimes you go out of breath, okay, you run out of breath, so you can stop here and then continue from وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ, or start again the ayah, okay? Take a deep breath and start again, because we don't have any stopping sign here, yes? So you can recite the whole ayah, or you can stop at amanu. It's better to stop at amanu, because that's one sentence. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ is another sentence, okay? But they are related. Two sentences we have. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They are like this. They are seeking to deceive Allah Almighty and the people who believe, the believers. Then the next ayah says وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ, the next part, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ, they do not deceive, okay? إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ, they do not deceive anyone except themselves, okay? وَمَا يَشْعُونَ, and they do not know, and they are not aware of this. You can make a pause here. قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يَبْكِي يَسْأَلُ خَالِقَهُ فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, one of the important points to remember about how to make a pause, okay? If, for example, you don't have any stopping sign, okay? And also about how to start again after you stopped once. Is this that to understand, to look at the meaning. The meaning, okay? The meaning. And usually the words like wa, fa, okay? Wow, fa, these letters, okay? If you see, you can stop there and you can start from there. For example, look. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Then the next part, if you know the meaning, okay? If you take a look at the meaning, another sentence starts. So you can stop here and you can start from here. But it's better to connect them because we don't have any sign of stopping, okay? But like, if you stopped, you can start. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ.
Can we start at يَخْدَعُونَ and end at يَخْدَعُونَ وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ?
No. Because if you say وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ, it means they do not deceive. While the meaning of the ayah is not that one, they do not deceive. The meaning of the ayah is this, that they do not deceive anyone except, this is the meaning of ayah, the complete meaning. Okay? If you stop here, it becomes kind of confusing. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ. They do not deceive Allah Almighty. So if they do not deceive Allah Almighty and the believers, who do they deceive? Okay?
Yes.
So, it's better to look at the meaning. So, important point about how to make stop, how to start. One of the points is to know the meaning or to take a look at the meaning. Or at least those who are like familiar with Arabic rules, literature, okay? They can do this easily. Understand, okay?
Yes.
Because they understand that the next word what type of word is it? Is it a noun? Is it a verb? Or is it a letter? Okay? Harf. So, they can easily understand and they can easily start and stop. But the best way is to follow the signs of stopping. Okay? So, let's recite this ayah once again without making any pause. Then we'll continue to the next points in this ayah. Ready for what? Yes?
Yes.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله So يخادعون الله عين Make sure it's pronounced correctly والذين آمنوا And also وما يخدعون illa there is okay illa the word illa has an alif mad yes and after alif mad the next word starts with hamza hamzatul qat' remember that if we are saying hamza in it's kind of in mad rules okay if we are talking about hamza it's not hamzatul wasl it's hamzatul qat' okay because if it is hamzatul wasl so you can skip it because you join the words But if it is Hamzatul Qata' and the previous letter or the word ends in Harful Mat, here the rule Mat is applied. Okay? So, Illa. Now, we have Alif Mat, Illa, Alif Mat we have. After Alif Mat, the next word starts with Hamzatul Qata'. What type of Mat is it?
Jaiz Munfasil.
Jaiz Munfasil, easily. Why? Munfasil means they are separated. They are not in the same word. Jaiz, it's because they are not connected. They are not in the same word. It's jaiz to make prolong it. You can either say, illa anfusahum. No stretching. Only two counts, okay? The natural mat. Illa anfusahum. Or you can stretch it to four counts, five, six counts. Illa anfusahum. This way. All right, forward? Okay. أنفسهم نون ساكين plus فا
إخفا
إخفا Why فا is from the rest of the letters not from throat letters that إلحار must be applied not from يرمن letters that إخفا إدغام must be applied not from با that إقلاب has to be applied yeah so it's from the rest of the letters فوات recite this آية يخادعون الله والذين آمن that's all about the important points here okay There is no new points. Recite it.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخادعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون.
No, وما يخدعون. It's different from the first word.
Copyright.
They have kind of the same meaning, but they are different forms of the words. Okay.
They have the same meaning.
Huh?
They have the same meaning?
In Arabic, no. A little. But they have the same mean, we say. The same mean, but not the same meaning.
Synonyms.
They're kind of synonyms, yes. But in Arabic, we have different forms of the words, okay? They have kind of different meanings. A little different meanings, okay? For example, we have... Yeah, for example, okay, we say... قتل means he killed. قتل. So me killed, maybe it's an emphasis on that. So in Arabic, it's different. So now يخادعونه, it's from one form. يخدعونه, it's another form, okay? But they are saying that seeking, like, to deceive. You can study this in Arabic literature. So thank you so much. That was the Tajweed rules in this ayah, okay? And now we will listen again to this ayah. Inshallah, in the coming session, we will be working on the next ayat. I really recommend you stay with us. So listen to this ayah and we will, after listening, we'll recite a salawat and end this session.
يُقَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا
Okay, mashallah. Now, let's recite a salawat, inshallah. That's it for today from us. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa alihi muhammad
wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان